Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is the tarot card of the day for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. The card we have is the Tower, and it's by artist Charles Urbach for the collaborative deck, The Woven Path Tarot. This one has me questioning whether yesterday's Wheel of Fortune has rather run amok. If I were you, I wouldn't plan anything special today. The big news of the day, of course, is Mercury going direct in the sign of Aries, and that always lends itself to possible chaos right there, because this is a card of chaos. However, we start off with that Scorpio moon, and it's going to be there pretty much all day, making a couple nice aspects and a couple tough aspects. And we've got an opposition to Uranus, which certainly, you know, the shock and surprise of the Tower card, you just don't know what might come up. An opposition to Jupiter. Both of these are, of course, in Taurus. Now, we have a trine with Mars and a trine with Neptune. Maybe things can begin to, you know, feel a little better later in the day. So this is kind of it feels like a more of a morning thing. Later in the day, late, the moon will move into Sagittarius. However, when we look at the card, while it has some scary elements, the young lady looks rather unfazed. And I like that, all right? Because everybody's kind of been in this breakout mode, right? Now, granted, that full moon in Scorpio was not an easy one, all right? Who knows what kind of fallout there is from that full moon. And today might just be that kind of trying to finish it up, because that full moon does have a few days influence, sometimes up to five. You watch that little video that comes out on Sundays on Facebook and Instagram, then you'll know that the cards that follow this are really kind of special. So I'm not thinking this is such a bad Tower, just a kind of a weird day though, all right? One where you don't want to be trying to do too much, because it's just because Mercury goes direct doesn't make it okay to push forward with things. But, you know, the shock, the surprise, the elements of, you know, uncertainty, they're all there. But breakout mode, I think, is most important of all. Those days are coming, and I highly encourage you to come back and listen tomorrow and beyond as to what is coming. All right? I cover so much of this in my May reading, my weekly readings, and, you know, even in the full moon, which was not so easy, I discuss how it all manages to turn out. Not so bad. So just remember, sometimes you have to let some things go in order to build back better and stronger. So I want to thank you all very much for being here, and I'll see you here again tomorrow. Take care.